We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So Governor McMaster said, well, we're doing away with the federal portion of the unemployment. We're going to just no more of that BS from the federal government. Because why? Because people weren't going to work. There are jobs out there that are ready for people to come and fill them. And because they're getting paid by the Biden administration more money then they would make it their jobs. What is it? They just sit at home. Nah, I'm not going in. I'd rather sit at home. So Governor McMaster said no more of that. Well, good for him. Good for him. And I know there's going to be like, you are taking out of the mouths of children and keep a roof over their head. They can't keep the heat. Is it heat time or air conditioning? They can't keep the power on and the water's going to be turned off. No, you're going to just get, you're going to get up now. You're going to get out of your pajamas. You're going to put on some decent clothes and you're going to go out and you're going to explain to that business owner why you would be a good asset to their business and why they should hire you. And I, here's what I would just give you a little advice. Here's, so welcome to Charlie's Restaurant. Why should I hire you? Well, you should hire me because I am no longer willing to sit on my butt and receive money from the government. You are, when can you start? When can you start? That would be the number one great answer to why do you want this job? Because I no longer want to sit on my butt. I am ready to go to work because work gives me self-worth. Work gives me a better attitude about myself. It benefits my self-esteem. It benefits my psychological health. I will be able to interact with people, and I can actually contribute to society. You are hired, Mr. or Mrs. Coworker. We appreciate you coming in. That's what it wants. That's what they want. This jobs report for the Biden administration was bad. How bad was it? Let me do it like this. This job reports was so bad. How bad was it? It was so bad that CNBC had to double check the numbers. Hi-yo!
Get to Steve, because he's got the number. Okay, good. 1.08. Steve, the number.
Wow, it just came across. Give me a second here. We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266, but maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second. Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment change, little change is 6.1%. So we have some issues here.
266,000.
Long-term unemployed.
Big revision.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Last month, 770 versus 916, yes. Minus 78,000 on the revision. If we look at manufacturing, change in private payrolls, it was only 218,000. Manufacturing, minus 18,000. The unemployment rate went up to 6.1. Average hourly earnings, rocketing up 7/10. Year-over-year, up 3/10 on earnings. And... average work week, strong, 35, And here we go, 61.7 on the labor force participation rate.
So big disappointment there. They had to double check the numbers. They're like, this can't be right. This can't be right. This administration is doing great. So no, it's not. It's doing miserably. And this is all because of these ridiculous programs that Joe Biden, and he said in that speech today, and I yelled at my radio when I heard this. I went, he said that the COVID pandemic had taken your jobs. No, 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 no. The pandemic did not take your jobs. The pandemic didn't cause you to be unemployed. The pandemic was a reason for governors and mayors and city councils all over the land to exercise the power they always wanted to have and just shut you down. This was the government doing it. You show me one good business owner out there that went, whew, yeah, I could use a good shutdown about now. Been working too hard, making too much money. Want to shut this thing down for a little while. None of them said that. None of them said that. They would have wanted to keep open as long as they possibly could. But who's going to shut them down? There's only one person that can shut down a bit. Well, two people that can shut down the business. Either the business owner or the governor or the government. And the government stepped in at this time and just started. They decided, here was the big thing. And I know we've been through so much with this virus. The government decided who was winners and who was losers. The big box stores, they could stay open. Mom and pop stores, you had to shut down. And I just didn't think that was the way we did things in this country. But apparently it is, and you ought to be afraid of that. You really ought to be scared to death when the federal government could come in, did that. Let's see. I live in Anderson, and almost every business I pass is hiring. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. Charlie, McMaster can't override the almighty Joe Biden's decision for federal programs. Yeah, but he can get us out of the unemployment business by accepting those funds from the government. So there you go. Hey, Charlie, I'm curious. I'm just now hearing about the gun bill that passed, the background check. I'm curious to know if that includes fingerprinting and all the stuff that goes along with being a criminal. Why, yes, it does. Actually, you do have to be. And listen, all right, this is a perfect example. You never have to text this to me again. And I understand you're venting. I understand you are expressing yourself, and that's fine. But understand, there you go. Where can I see this new Second Amendment law? Why do I need permission to do what the Second Amendment already states shall not be infringed? We're on the same page. Same page here, but this is the government in action. We should not have to get permission to exercise our Second Amendment right. Again, we completely disagree. We completely agree on that. Completely agree. The government, the Constitution says, shall not be infringed. But for some reason, nine Republicans, Sean Bennett, Chip Campson, Penry Gustafson, Greg Embry, Michael Johnson, Hugh Leatherman, Shane Massey, Luke Rankin, and Sandy Sin decided that the Second Amendment does not apply to you. And shall not be infringed doesn't mean anything in 2021. So they voted down the constitutional carry amendment to this bill. So send that to them. They're the ones that need to hear it. They're the ones that need to hear that you should not have to get a permit to exercise your guaranteed constitutional right. Charlie, if the government would lift all COVID restrictions and turn off all the free money, America would be back before Labor Day. You might be right. you might absolutely be right. In fact, DeSantis down in Florida just said, time to go back to work. We're doing away with all of the extra unemployment money. So if you want extra money, by the way, how much is extra money? I have never seen extra money. But if you want money, you need to get to work if you're an able-bodied person. Absolutely. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Let's talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to the program. Do you remember during the campaign, Biden, whenever he was talking about we're gonna be creating jobs. Now, Trump said he's going to create jobs, right? Trump created jobs. Biden wanted to create union jobs. We're going to bring back good, high-paying union jobs. And this was a message to the unions that You're going to get a little taste of the action there, pal. Been too long for you guys. You're going to get a little taste of the action. Well, Biden's CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, admits that she changed school guidance to give teachers' unions what they needed.
So, Doctor, getting kids and teachers back to in-person learning has been complicated, to say the least. While you've stated the process has been, quote unquote, free from political meddling, the CDC has been in contact with a large and politically influential teachers union regarding school guidelines. So some see that as a direct example of political interference the CDC is claiming to reject. How do you respond to that?
You know, as a matter of practice, when we put out guidance, we engage with our stakeholders and users of that information, consumers of that information, to understand what it is that they need from the guidance when we put it out.
Oh.
We do that before we release the guidance, so we understand what and confirm that what we put out is what they need to move forward. We did so before we put out our school guidance. We engaged with over 50 organizations and communities. I personally listen to parents. I personally listen to teachers. The reference that is being spoken about is when we spoke to teachers, we learned, and importantly so, that our initial draft of the guidance, while it spoke to students that might be at high risk for severe disease, we had neglected to include what happens if teachers are at high risk of severe disease. And that was an important oversight that we needed to include.
Well, here's the big oversight. What about the CDC research that says kids don't get it and they don't transmit it? That should be on a billboard. Somebody get to work on that. Kids don't get it and they don't transmit it. That's what the CDC guidance has said for a long time. But yet, because these teachers' unions got together, Now we'll listen. They don't listen to parents. I'll tell you right now. They don't listen to parents. They listen to the teachers' union. Also, on Thursday's episode of The View, co-host Joy Behar defended Black Lives Matter, said that it wasn't a political statement. This isn't a political statement. It's just a statement of fact. She said that despite the fact that there's clear evidence that Black Lives Matter itself is a radically liberal political organization that people donate to, and the co-founder buys homes in the whitest neighborhood in Los Angeles, but there you go. The International Olympic Committee just confirmed the rules for the Summer Games in Tokyo. There may be hope yet, ladies and gentlemen. One of which forbids athletes from wearing Black Lives Matter clothing. They say it affects their ban on racial propaganda. Whoopi Goldberg turned to Sonny Hostin and said, "Sonny, does that sound like a new rule or a rule in place for a long time?" Sonny said, "Well, I think when it comes to sports and athletes and social justice, that's a movement that's been going on for a long time. Blah, 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 blah." So good for Japan. Good for Japan for not allowing all of this nonsense to interfere with the games. Good for you guys. Do not back. That's a great thing about Japan, though. They were like, "Oh, it's COVID vaccine. There's a COVID pandemic. Well, you're not coming to our country. Sorry, I don't care how much you want to get in. You're not coming. We don't allow it. Oh, you're a radical Muslim? Well, you can come in. You cause any trouble, and you're going right back to whence you came." And they do it. They do it. Poland even does this. Poland is so tight about immigration, it's not even funny. That's why you don't hear of any terrorism in Poland, do you? No, you don't. So it's this nonsense that we, for some reason in this country, have to put up with on a continual basis. A continual basis. So there you go. Charlie, just so I'm clear, the South Carolina Senate did not pass constitutional carry, but soon we'll have public firing squads. Is this? Well, I don't think they're public firing squads. I don't think that's the we did vote. They voted to add a I don't mean to laugh because it's technically it's not funny, but they're adding the firing squad as a mode of execution for the state of South Carolina. And I just wonder how they do that. You know, it'd be like, okay, you've been convicted of mass murder and you've been sentenced to death. So got a couple of options here. Would you, A, like to be electrocuted to death in the electric chair? Or, no, wait, we've got more. Would you rather be shot by some marksmen at fairly close range with high-powered rifles? Would you just check which one of those things that you would like, and we'll come back to get that later. I just kind of one of those, like, holy cow, what have I done? You're right. There you go. They did not pass constitutional carry. This was one of the amendments that was put forward that was shot down by 9, quote-unquote, Republicans, being Sean Bennett, Chip Campson, Penry Gustafson, Greg Embry, Robert Johnson, Hugh Leatherman, Shane Massey, Luke Rankin, and Sandy Sin. Sandy Sin is also the reason she proposed the amendment that said, we got to wait 90 days after the governor signs this bill before it becomes law. 90 days. And then she didn't even vote for the bill. So my question is, what are your plans for those 90 days? Are you planning for some kind of a judge's injunction? There you go. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Let's talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307, how ridiculous. Total waste of government time in Columbia. So, if I can already conceal carry, now I can open carry with training? Absolutely ridiculous. The farthest thing from what we were trying to accomplish. This is something those idiots came up with on their own. Just oblivious politicians. Not sure what you were really upset about. So, yes, you can, if you have a concealed carry permit, now you can openly carry if you like. There was an amendment to add in, and again, I understand what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed means just that. I get it. I'm with you on that. But there were 9 Republicans who did not vote or voted against. Well, let me put it this way. Voted with the Democrats to stop the constitutional carry amendment to this bill. Now, there is another constitutional carry bill that is sitting in committee. I believe it's in committee right now. I'm not sure. They're not even going to get to that until probably January. Okay. Understand your frustration. It's not what we wanted, but it's kind of sort of something. And I mean, I agree with you. It's one of those things that's kind of a pain in the butt that we have to ask for our rights. When we have to ask people like Sandy Sin for our rights. Oh, Sandy, I'm going to church this weekend. Is that okay? You cool with that? Or do I need a permit to do that? Oh, Chip Campson. I was thinking about maybe writing an article and posting it online. Can I do that? Is that my freedom of speech? Can I do that? What about freedom of the press? Is that cool? Can I do that? Can I do that? Can I lobby you? Can I lobby you for my rights the same way that other people more than likely lobbied you to shoot down this amendment? Is that because Sandy Sin admitted that she had talked to Luther Reynolds down in Charleston, and Luther, a wildly liberal police chief down with the Charleston Police Department, the guy that stood there and did nothing. You know what really, Hall's Chop House, and not the one downtown in Greenville, but the one down in Charleston. There were some people there. They were ready to just bust into that place. They were coming in. They had smashed the windows. Everything was, I mean, when the riot happened, it was going down. People were huddled in coolers. They were huddled in back alleys. They were just in courtyards. They were just literally afraid for their life. You ought to hear some of the 911 calls. People were like, where are you? Where are the police? Well, they were there. They were just a block away waiting for a word to actually do something, waiting for the word to actually go in and stop the riot. But that word never came. So there was one employee at Hall's who walked outside with a gun, bang, 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 in the air, crowd scattered. Thank you so much for what you did. Good for you. Good for you. One texter says, baby steps, I'm okay with it. It will come. Fingers crossed that you're right. Fingers crossed we do get some sort of constitutional carry bill here in South Carolina. But you would think that as red as we are, as big of a, and I don't know if you guys watched any of that debate. They had 67 amendments to this thing. I honestly think they were just trying to drag their feet on it. And then you get Hugh Leatherman. He doesn't even show up to vote on this thing. He votes down the constitutional carry amendment and then doesn't even vote on the bill. Oh, okay. All right. So, but to watch the way those people were just dragging their feet and they're, and as my colleague from Colleton County said, just get on with it. Just get on with it. Quit wasting our time and our money. So we have the the open carry bill with training, quote unquote. And the training is basically you getting a CWP. So if you don't have your CWP, nothing's changed. You have no more rights today other than the fact that 90 days after the governor signs the bill, you're not going to have to pay the fee to SLED. You'll still have to pay your instructor's fee, and you'll still probably have to, yeah, you'll have to be paid to be fingerprinted and all that, which a lot of the instructors build in. But you'll have to still go do the shooting, have to do all that stuff if you don't have your CWP and you want to get one now. So, Charlie, I've been working and listening on and off. Did we get the 2A Sanctuary State Amendment passed? Yeah. If that's what you want to call it, yeah. If that's what you want to call it. So basically what it says is no state funds, no, which means anything, manpower, resources, anything like that, will be used to enforce government gun control legislation. So if the governor says, oh, not the governor, if Biden says, we're going to ban all magazines over 10 rounds, we're not going to use state resources to go after you if you're carrying a 15-round magazine. I got my CWP, and now I'm buying a cowboy hat. Well, that's what they want you to think's going on. That's exactly what you wanted to do. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. That's just my game. I'm your Huckleberry. Oh, what a great movie Tombstone was. But they want you to think that's it. Nowhere is that happening. Nowhere where you have open carry or constitutional carry are people just walking around shooting everything up. Nobody's calling each other out. Well, now, Chicago, different story. But nobody's calling anybody out in the streets. Why? Because these are legal, law-abiding citizens. All you're doing is giving legal, law-abiding citizens their rights. Legal, law-abiding citizens are not and have never been the problem. Government just does not understand that, do they? 645 right here, 106.3 WORD. We'll be right back with the Charlie James Show. The Epoch Times, I tell you what, I have met the folks at the Epoch Times on several occasions. They are just wonderful people. They really, really are, each and every one of them. Not only are they magnificent journalists, but they are also fighting to try to let the world know just how horrible the Chinese regime is. The CCP, what they hide up, their corruption, how they have basically, according to them, committed mass murder. The death toll is now 6.9 million as far as COVID-19 is concerned. And the Epoch Times, Anders Kaur, says China should pay at least $19 trillion in damages. I totally agree with that. I absolutely do. But the folks at the Epoch Times, I mean, they are really, really magnificent folks out there. We're just great journalists. I'm trying to get somebody on the program here pretty soon. So we'll do that. They're always asking me to come on. So we'll get some of those folks on there because they are just absolutely wonderful. Yeah, they are. All right, what else we got going on today? Oh, my goodness. Can't wait to go to Biltmore tomorrow. That's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. To our texter yesterday, you were absolutely right. I didn't know. Because now, let me just tell you this. When I tell you that I am going somewhere, when I tell you that I am going on a vacation or I'm going on a trip, that is all I know. Okay? Because my wife takes care of all of the plans. And this isn't in any way meant to sound like a criticism. It's total appreciation. She is so good at planning planes and trains and car rental and hotel reservations. I mean, our trips go without a hitch. I mean, and it's all because of her. And she does her she researches this. Man, I'll tell you what, she would be, if she wanted to be, she would be a great travel agent, because she will get you where you are going with the least amount of hassle. So if she says we're going to Biltmore, we're going to Biltmore, and I don't need to question it, because she's done all the work. All I got to do, and I think she enjoys it, all I got to do is show up and have a good time. So I thought that you could either buy a ticket to the grounds or a ticket to the house. Okay, that's not true. According, you know, and our texter yesterday pointed that out. We just don't have time to go to the house tomorrow, because the first available tour that we could have gotten would have been like 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. And to do that and to get back and to have Artie taken care of and all that, that was just a little too much. So we're going to go and we're going to tour the grounds at Biltmore, and we are going to go to lunch, and we're going to have a little wine tasting, which I'm really looking forward to. I like that. I don't know a lot about wine, but doggone it, I know what I like. And hopefully they'll have some good stuff there. So looking forward to a little trip to Biltmore, and then we'll go back later on around Christmas to really see it all dolled up for the holidays. So that's going to be very cool. Okay. We know that Governor Henry McMaster has done away with the additional benefits for unemployment here in South Carolina, and that's a good thing. And he's being criticized for it. Of course he is. But do you know who else is calling for this to be done? Anybody? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling for Washington to immediately stop paying out-of-work Americans an extra $300 a week in unemployment, because they need to go look for work. And this will be more of an incentive. The group said today that the supplemental employment benefit, part of Biden administration's effort to support the pandemic, blah, 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 is actually keeping people from going out and looking for jobs. The statement follows the release of these dismal job numbers for last month. The Labor Department said U.S. employers added just 266,000 jobs last month. That was a huge drop from March. Why? Well, people aren't working. It's well below the nearly 1 million jobs that economists were expecting, according to reports. It's disappointing. It's abysmal. Another perfect example of just what an unbelievable failure this administration is. So there you go. Charlie, you need to get a Biltmore annual pass. Good for a year, and then you get to do all the good stuff. Jim and Easley. Jim, that is going to be something we will definitely look into, because if there's somebody that likes to do good stuff, it's me and my wife and Biltmore. And again, I've never been there. Not in my whole life have I been there. So this is going to be an interesting experience. And then when we go there, if we love it, we might go ahead and take you up on those annual passes. That would be really cool to get out there and just be able to go whenever we wanted to. All right, folks, hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Whatever you've got planned, if you're going to Biltmore, if you're going to visit Aunt Sally over in Spartanburg, or if you're in Spartanburg, you're going to visit Sally in Greenville. You guys have a great weekend. I know the weather's supposed to be pretty darn good. I have enjoyed you all week long. Thank you very much. We'll do it again coming up on Monday. That's right. We'll be right back here. See what craziness happens over the weekend. It's usually Friday afternoon when they do something weird so that you forget about it by Monday. But we shall not forget. Y'all have a lovely weekend. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.